Welcome to the Dear Single Christian Woman podcast. I'm your host, Nikki Robinson, and every other week I'll be teaching you how to reframe your mindset about your single season to make it one of peace, purpose, productivity, and personal growth. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to the Dear Single Christian Woman podcast. I'm your host, Nikki Robinson, and I am so excited to be relaunching the show this year. I'm 43, Christian, and single with no children, which brings me to why I created this podcast. The first reason is because God told me to. He gave me the idea some time ago. I gave birth to the vision. I began to see that people were actually listening to what I had to say and being impacted by it. I got scared and I shut the whole thing down. I know. Don't touch me. I basically thought I'd be able to just choose another way to serve God that would make me comfortable, but I was wrong because the thing about a calling is no matter how many times you run away from it, it always finds you. And that's exactly what happened to me. Even though I shut the podcast down and I wasn't recording anymore, I wasn't writing anymore, I still thought about it almost if not every single day. People reached out to me and it wouldn't go away. So God really had to deal with me during my time away. But I'm so glad that he did because now I know in my heart of hearts that he has called me to mentor and coach women who are struggling with their singleness or who have embraced their single season but aren't quite sure what they're supposed to be doing in it. I can't say no to that. And I no longer want to say no to that because now I understand that my obedience is connected to other women's deliverance from what God has already freed me from. And that leads us to the second reason, which is I truly have a heart for single women and a passion for helping them, especially those who deal with abandonment issues and daddy issues and rejection issues and any other issue that causes them to have a fear of being alone because I was that woman. I know what it's like to be tired of being alone because you feel like you've been alone your whole life. I know what it feels like to believe that the only thing you have good enough to offer a man is your body. I know what it feels like to be in a relationship that you know you're not happy in and that you know God does not approve of, but you're so paralyzed by fear that you'll spend the rest of your life alone, you can't walk away from it. I know what it's like to watch what seems to be every woman except you be chosen by man and for society to tell you it's because there's something wrong with you and for you to then go into your room and with tears streaming down your face and a heart that is broken into a million pieces, cry out to God, Lord, what's wrong with me? Why am I not good enough? I know because I have been there. And so I have a heart for you. You are my sister. And yes, I am my sister's keeper. And I'm proud to be that. So with that being said, as a listener, here's what you can expect from the Dear Single Christian Woman podcast. You can expect to hear personal stories from myself and other single women about our experiences. Some of the stories may make you laugh, some of them may make you cry, but my hope is that the sharing of our journeys will help you on yours. You can also expect to hear from single Christian men who will share personal stories about their experiences and give us their perspectives on singleness, dating, and marriage. I think that sometimes as women, we forget that men have emotions too, and they want to be heard and understood and loved and connected to the right person just like we do. So it's important that we include them in these conversations and obtain their point of view as well. Married couples, y'all, I am so excited about having married couples who have been intentional about choosing. I'm going to say it again, intentional about choosing to uphold their vows and stay committed to the promise that they made to each other before God, come on the show, share their stories, and pour wisdom into us to help us be better prepared for our season of marriage, if and or when that's what God's will is for us. We need more successful Christian married couples pouring into Christian singles so that we have an accurate picture of what a godly, healthy marriage looks like, how to prepare for it, and the work it requires to develop it and sustain it. Because, y'all, meaningful relationships take work from both parties. And I strongly believe that the reason the divorce rate is so high is because people don't want to do the work. People want this amazing, beautiful relationship with all the fuzzy, warm, good feelings that come at the beginning. But when it starts to get rough and it's time to put in the work it requires to develop that type of bond and make the relationship last, they don't want to do it. They don't want to do it. That's just my opinion, but I think I'm right. I think I'm right. I will also be bringing on experts to help us grow in the areas of finance, mental, physical, and spiritual health, communication, entrepreneurship, careers, any topic you can think of that will help us develop into the woman of purpose God created us to be and the amazing wives some of us desire to be, I am going to bring an expert on to talk about it. You will also have the opportunity to join the DSCW email list, which will provide you with extra goodies to help support you through your single season. And then finally, you will have the opportunity to write in with any questions you have or advice you're seeking and have me respond to you in future episodes. Listen, it doesn't matter how old you are or why you're single. If you want to be spiritually fed and embraced and poured into by a community of women who can relate to you and who will partner with God to comfort and support you, then the Dear Single Christian Woman podcast is for you. All right, ladies, that's my time for today. I just wanted to drop in and say, hey, girl, hey, introduce myself and let you know what to expect from the show. The first two episodes will be released Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. So make sure you subscribe to the show so you don't miss them. And as you continue to listen, if you enjoy the content, please leave me a rating and review so that I can reach and teach more single Christian women like you. Oh, and the answers to your questions are nothing and you are. Thanks for listening. Until next time, love and light. That's it for this week. If you enjoyed this episode, let me know. Connect with me on Instagram and TikTok at Dear Single Christian Woman. And don't forget to leave a rating and review so that other single women like you can find me. Who knows? Maybe I'll read your review on a future episode. Thanks for listening, ladies. Until next time, love and light.